A good mix of weather will continue to occur across the U.S. Midwest as we go forward through this next 2 weeks. We're expecting to see a good response to the environment with crops to develop rather aggressively, while some late-season farming activity will advance around the precipitation that does occur. The majority of the region this morning is experiencing a highly favorable environment. There's not much precipitation occurring in the lower or eastern portions of the Midwest. We do have some rain out across parts of the western Corn Belt here this morning, mostly impacting Minnesota and a few locations to the southwest into eastern Nebraska. There's a couple of spots near St. Louis that are also reporting a little bit of shower activity. The majority of the region, though, is looking at generally good conditions right now. Temperatures are running rather warm with upper 60 and 70 degree temperatures common across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, and for that matter, even in the north as well. Today, we will expect a little disturbance to work its way into parts of the region, and that will likely result in some precipitation scattering about. The precipitation that I just mentioned from Minnesota down into parts of Kansas will work its way eastward. We'll also see a little bit of shower activity occur ahead of that from Wisconsin into Illinois and parts of Indiana here during the morning hours, but the two systems will likely end up merging together, with the precipitation over Illinois and Wisconsin not likely to advance much further to the east until the system to the west catches up to it. So we'll probably see showers off and on, only very lightly, in parts of Illinois and Wisconsin during the course of the day today, and then we'll wait for the disturbance further to the west to catch up with this, and that'll take place overnight tonight. Then all of the precipitation will begin marching eastward across the remainder of the Midwest, and we'll expect that to take place tomorrow afternoon into early on Thursday morning. The majority of the precipitation from this initial event is not expected to be very impressive. We'll run anywhere from a tenth of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch, with Illinois and Wisconsin likely to see the greatest amounts of precipitation. A couple of spots could get more than an inch. And the same might be true in a few Missouri locations, but it does not look like there's going to be much precipitation of significance in parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Now, by significance, I mean with amounts more than five or six tenths of an inch. There will be some shower activity around. A little later this week, going into the weekend, we'll have yet another opportunity for some precipitation to impact the region. The precipitation will come as a cool front rushes across the region. This frontal system will begin to debut in the western Corn Belt on Friday afternoon and should push across the Mississippi River Valley area on Saturday morning and continue working its way eastward on into Sunday. This storm system is not expected to produce large amounts of moisture. Another tenth to three quarters of an inch will likely result, and there will be somewhat of an erratic distribution of rain across parts of the region. After that system is gone, we'll see a little bit less frequent, a little less significant precipitation across the region for a while. Another weak cool front, though, will cut through parts of the region as we get to the end of next week, and many areas will likely experience somewhat warmer weather and a decreasing tendency for precipitation as we move forward through the week next week. The temperatures across the region over this next few days will still be favorably warm. We're expecting to see a lot of afternoon temperatures getting up into the upper 70s and into the 80s across a big part of the lower and eastern Midwest, but this will likely be followed by a short-term bout of cooler conditions as those two frontal systems work their way across the region. So today, tomorrow, and Thursday, we'll see temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. As we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll start to cool down from north to south, and highs over the weekend will be mostly in the 70s with a few upper 60s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.